This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman and Lynn. And joining us in the studio is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So today we're going to look at this report which says that salaries in Singapore will rise next year. And this is forced by a shrinking talent pool in the city-state. Can you tell us the details about this, Sean?
Right. So Mercer LLC conducted a survey across industries from banking, finance to real estate in Singapore. And they found out that despite existing headwinds in the country's economy, companies in Singapore are set to announce salary increases next year. So this is mainly to prevent a brain drain and retain the existing staff. And Bloomberg also reports that the overall increase projected for 2020 is 3.7%, and this is up from 3.6% rise this year.
So the survey also says that one in three companies are currently paying retention bonuses, and that's an increase from one out of four, and that came from information just about 2 years ago.
Right. Yeah. So the retention bonuses are becoming more popular now in Singapore, at least. And the survey shows that companies admit that they may struggle to keep their workers even after offering more compensation. So the report quoted a career products leader saying there's an urgent need to shift towards holistic talent strategies. And this is mainly for companies to acknowledge that money is only one means of differential and motivation. So there are other aspects apart from monetary satisfaction. So I believe this looks into the issue of working in environments that are, you know, mainly dominated by motivation in the form of carrot and stick kind of thing. So Singapore is also facing a problem where their workforce is aging. So the Ministry of Manpower revealed last week that income growth in Singapore slowed this year because the labour market softened and the real median income for full employed residents fell to 2.2% in June. And this is from 4.4% in the same period last year. So that's a lot of decline, I would say.
So moving on to Bursa, Sumatech Resources Berhad has missed a deadline to submit its quarterly report. What's the update there, Sean?
Yeah, so this is for the third quarter financial report ended in September, and Sumatech Securities have also been suspended from trading since November 7th after a winding up order against the company. So this suspension of trading will continue until further notice, and Sumatech slipped into PN17 status in April last year, if you remember. And they also received a petition last August from its bondholders demanding payment from of more than 83 million ringgit under three loan deals. So under Bursa's listing requirements, if a listed issuer fails to submit the outstanding financial statements within 6 months from the expiry of its time frame, delisting procedures shall be commenced. So this is in addition to any enforcement action that Bursa Securities may take. So we'll hear more update on this in the next few weeks, I think.
All right. Thank you very much for that market wrap, Sean.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.